Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 4:30, there are two big stories you need to know about on this Friday morning. First, the question everyone has, where can we find gas right now?
Plus, what the CDC's changing face mask recommendations means for us in North Carolina right now. Hello, everyone. Good morning and great to have you with us on this Friday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We have a lot to catch up on this Friday morning before we get to the weekend here. It starts with weather.
Yeah, let's take a live look at Chapel Hill right now, and things looking very nice. A little warmer this morning, but still needed the jacket. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking our temperatures.
That's right. We're not going to set a record low like we did yesterday when we hit 37 degrees, but it's still chilly. It is 37 in Roxborough and South Hill, and temperatures there may continue to drop for another couple of hours. We tend to see our coldest temperature around 6:37 a.m. 45 in Durham and Raleigh, 49 in Fayetteville, 46 in Clinton, and our skies are clear. When our skies are clear, there's nothing holding in our daytime heating, so it escapes into the atmosphere very quickly. So we could still see these temperatures fall just a little bit. It is noticeably warmer, though, than it was this time yesterday. 2 degrees warmer in Roxborough, 6 degrees warmer in Durham and Raleigh, and 7 degrees warmer in Fayetteville. And we'll feel the same thing through the afternoon. It should be very nice. We take a look down through Clinton this morning. Skies are clear. You'll see that when the sun comes up. Should be a real pretty sunrise. You can see on Futurecast that we have just a little bit of cloud cover out there this morning. As we roll it through the day, finally during the afternoon, we'll begin to see just a little bit of cloud cover. You can see that starting up into Virginia. There are going to be a few sprinkles along with that, mainly up into the mountains, but a little bit of that could swing by from, say, Raleigh, Durham, and northward up toward the Virginia line, but they'll be tiny. Check out temperatures for today. Lunchtime already 68. We'll see highs in the mid-70s this afternoon. We're going to talk about how chilly the next several mornings will be coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We are following two major stories that you'll need to know this morning. We may not see immediate changes in North Carolina following the CDC's shift in mask recommendations. And we've also been following the status of gas for you all week long. Within the next few hours, we expect to learn if more gas stations across the state have refueled. In the last update, just before 10:30 last night, 71% of stations in North Carolina are out of gas. In the meantime, WRAL's Casey Cunningham is back on the roads to find out firsthand where the gas is flowing. Casey, you ended up in Wake Forest. What are you finding?
Renee, on the way to Wake Forest, we did see it looked like there could be some gas and cars lined up for gas over at a Sheets, but we wanted to come here to a smaller station off of Route 1 to let you know what we're finding out, because this is where a lot of people pull off the highway to look for gas, as at one of these Shell stations or Amoco. So take a look. You can see, unfortunately, this is what we're seeing, is these black bags over the pumps. We're seeing just a little bit. You can tell, too, look at this number over here. You can tell people tried to fill up and there just wasn't a lot of gas. So this is what we're hearing from experts. The pipeline works like an artery system with gas pumping throughout the lines, and it will be days before it returns to full speed and pressure. I will tell you, though, for the first time since Tuesday, according to our Gas Buddy app, it appears there are more gas stations that do have gas. So that's encouraging to see on this Friday, as you may want to fill up before you start your weekend. We'll continue to monitor the situation out here. We'll bring you updates from experts throughout our newscast. Casey Cunningham, WRAL News. We're live in Wake Forest.
Students in Wake County and four other districts will be learning from home today in response to the gasoline shortage. Here's a full list. Durham, Franklin County schools are going virtual. Both districts say gas for buses isn't the problem. It's that teachers and parents would not have enough gas to make it to school. Vance County and Chapel Hill Carrboro City schools also shifted to remote learning.
And despite the shortage on gas, some people are planning on traveling to the Triangle this weekend to attend graduation ceremonies. WRAL's Naya Harden is live at UNC in Chapel Hill this morning. Naya, the commencement ceremonies will be bringing in some extra traffic today and throughout this weekend.
That's absolutely right. You've got UNC Chapel Hill, and then you also have NC State. And Visit Raleigh tells me it will be the biggest weekend since the pandemic. We wanted to know if the gas shortage would affect the dollars coming in. I reached out to the Aloft Hotel near NC State, and they tell me the gas shortage should not affect the weekend business. Guests have been calling instead to confirm that they are still coming despite the gas situation. Visit Raleigh also tells me they have not heard of any major cancellations at any events or hotels. They believe many guests have already arrived to the area. Their advice, though, to drivers is to get up early this morning to get gas, but as the governor has said, not to panic. Nia Harden, WRAL News, Chapel Hill.
Graduates at both NC State and UNC will get to hear from some very high-profile commencement speakers. NFL quarterback and North Carolina State alum Russell Wilson. He will deliver the commencement address in Carter-Finley Stadium for the Pack. And at UNC, Dr. Kazmikia Corbett and Dr. Anthony Fauci teaming up to deliver UNC's commencement address. This morning, North Carolina's mask mandate is still in place, even though the CDC says if you're vaccinated, it's okay to take off your mask indoors. And it's a big moment in the fight against coronavirus. WRL's Michelle McConaughey is following this story for us this morning. Michelle, all eyes will be on Governor Cooper today.
That's right. Governor Cooper will attend an event today alongside healthcare professionals. And the big question is, will our state ease those restrictions? The CDC says people that are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 do not need to wear a mask or practice social distancing indoors or outdoors. And of course, there are exceptions. If you're traveling by bus, train, or plane, you must still wear that mask. The CDC also says people who are immune compromised should speak with their doctor before giving up the mask. And they add that the virus is unpredictable. So if things get worse and the numbers go up, the guidance could, of course, change.
I'll feel a lot better knowing that I can, like, protect my friends and that we'll all be safe together.
Yeah. Just ahead, kids as young as 12 are getting their first COVID shots here in North Carolina. Why it was a special moment for one mom in Charlotte.
Plus, if you rely on the transit system to get around, there are some changes you'll need to know about this morning. I'll tell you how gas shortage is impacting buses in Durham.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:38 and air temperatures are chilly, but not as cold as they were this time yesterday when we were seeing 30s in many places. And Durham is 45, 42 in Goldsboro, 40 degrees in Sanford. Definitely jacket weather or coat weather in my book. Out and about today, temperatures are going to feel nice, pretty similar to yesterday, actually. We'll end up with a lot of sunshine this morning, partly cloudy skies in the afternoon, and a very small chance of a shower in our northern counties. At lunchtime, 68, we'll see low 70s for highs this afternoon. Our temperatures do remain cool all the way through the weekend. I'll show you the pattern that will keep that flow coming out of the north. We also are starting to look at a better chance for rain early next week. We'll time that out for you too and talk about how much rain is coming our way. Coming up.
Here's a new one. You won't believe what caused this massive car fire in Rockville, Maryland. Take a look. A driver was burned after a car went up in flames there in the parking lot of a shopping center. The rescue crews say the person was trying to put on hand sanitizer while smoking a cigarette, and that's what sparked the fire. The fire department says it's a bad idea when in an unventilated environment. The driver's burns are minor. The person is expected to recover.
If you're heading to the Outer Banks, keep an eye on your speed. Crews will be out today replacing speed limit signs on parts of NC-12. Several sections will be lowered from 45 to 35 miles per hour in Currituck and Dare counties. The DOT says it's important for drivers to slow down on the Outer Banks with an increase in bikes and pedestrians.
Speaking of, 100 kids will be riding around the Triangle sporting new bikes this weekend. Blue Cross NC and USO NC are teaming up to give out 100 new bikes to military kids. Some of them will receive their bikes today. Others will be getting theirs tomorrow. This program has been running for 6 years and has given out more than 800 bikes. 4:41 the time right now, still ahead. With the CDC easing its recommendations for vaccinated people and face masks, we asked local businesses how they're moving forward, and we'll give you that answer next. Coming up on 4:44 on your Friday morning and all morning long, we are tracking where you can find gas. WRL's Brett Neese is live on Lake Boone Trail right now in Raleigh. Brett.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Yeah, I've been driving around most of the Triangle area, and here's one of the spots where I've been able to find gas. It's this Circle K Shell here off of Lake Boone Trail. And as you just see, there's actually four or five cars just pulled in as I was getting ready for this report. And you can see that they're going to be filling up pretty quickly here. But I did talk to the clerk inside, and he tells me that they got this shipment of fuel around 2 this morning. And they've been very steady ever since. Every hour they can kind of look at how much gas is being used. And he said that they're between 500 and 600 gallons steady per hour and overnight. He says that is unheard of. That's just not something he sees, especially overnight, because he does this overnight shift a lot here at this Circle K on Lake Boone Trail. So they have about 3,500 gallons left, I think, is the number he gave me. So he's not really sure how long that'll last, especially with how steady it's been. But we'll monitor it and let you know. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRAL News.
Those folks getting gas while they can. Well, starting today, buses in Durham will be running less frequently. Go Durham is changing its service and routes as the regional gas shortage drags on. The transit service says it will run Sunday-level service until further notice. You can find the schedule at godurhamtransit.org.
Micaiah Thurman here in the WREL Live Center. Going back to what Brett was talking about, there are plenty of options in and around Greater Raleigh in order to get gas this morning. Take a look at our fuel tracker map updated within the past hour or so. The Shale on Lake Boone Trail, which is on 3600 at Lake Boone Trail, has gas. Take a look at downtown Raleigh, the BP on North Person Street, updated about an hour ago. They have gas as well. And there are two stations on Purser's Drive, the Resco about 40 minutes ago, updated that they have gas, as well as the gas station next door if you're looking to fill up. Back to you.
Well, the CDC says fully vaccinated people can shed the mask in most situations, but don't expect things to change right away here in the Triangle. We reached out to some local restaurants and stores about easing those mask restrictions indoors, what the CDC says, and they expressed feeling hopeful about a future without masks, but they say until they hear from Governor Roy Cooper, they're not ready to make changes to their mask policies.
Love to hear Governor Cooper and other local authorities be very specific about what this means as far as businesses, small businesses, and what we can do for those who are vaccinated.
Governor Cooper was pressed for answers yesterday. He says for now, state health leaders are looking into new guidance.
Kids between the ages of 12 and 15 did not waste any time getting their COVID shots. This was one of the first vaccine clinics run by Atrium Health in Charlotte that allowed these kids to roll up their sleeves, including 14-year-old twins Hudson and Ethan, who both got their shot from their mom. She says she was holding back tears during the special moment.
And we know that when people are vaccinated, we know that they're safer. They're safer to do their sports. They're safer to go to school. They're safer to be around other people. And we're really just focused on how do we make a difference in the community. And that's with bringing vaccines to everyone.
Hudson and Ethan both said they're looking forward to seeing more of their friends once they're fully vaccinated.
And those kids join the 4 million other people in North Carolina who have received at least one dose of a vaccine. So far, 51% of adults in the state have at least one dose. 45.5% of adults are fully vaccinated here. Nearly 79% of seniors 65 and older have at least one dose. And just over 75% of seniors in the state are fully vaccinated. If you're still looking for a place to get your shot, you can find everything you need to know right now at WRAL.com. Just click on the Find a Vaccine tab for a look at available appointments and walk-in clinics.
Today, the man who was seen fleeing with a tiger in Houston, Texas, is expected to appear in court. Victor Hugo Cuevas was charged with felony evading, arrested after authorities said he captured a tiger that was seen prowling around the front yard of a home. He led police on a short chase, but they lost sight of him. Cuevas, who is out on bond on a murder charge, is now charged with evading arrest. His bond is expected to be revoked. And now some are calling for that tiger to be turned over to animal advocates.
And we are offering a $5,000 reward if the person who has India the tiger will release that cat to a sanctuary that is accredited by the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries and work with law enforcement to convict the people involved in the buying and selling of this tiger.
I'm sure a lot of people recognize her. That is Caroline Baskin, who appeared on the Netflix documentary series Tiger King. Her organization is offering a reward for the tiger. Police are still trying to figure out where that tiger is. An attorney for Cuevas says it does not belong to his client.
New this morning, the city of Sanford is putting a hold on its overgrown grass violations because of the gas shortage. On its Facebook page, the city says it won't enforce the rule because many people don't have fuel for their mowers. Officials say it'll crack down on overgrown grass again once fuel is widely available.
Well, here's hoping that sunshine will be widely available today once it comes up after 6 o'clock. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look at how it's feeling outside.
Yes, and it will be widely available. Our skies are clear right now. We take a look at Clinton and it looks beautiful. It's nice and dry. We have high pressure that is sitting up to our north and that will keep conditions fairly dry today. Now, there will be a potential for an isolated shower. We're going to talk about this coming up through this weathercast. Temperatures remain cool too. Right now, we're seeing mostly 40s across the area. We'll climb into the low 70s, which is below normal. That's thanks to this high pressure system. The high pressure systems have winds that rotate clockwise, so that high is pushing down cool air from the north. That'll be the case all weekend, so our temperatures do remain cool. Around that high, there are going to be a few disturbances that roll through. One of those today. This morning, we're looking at mainly clear skies. You can see just a cloud or two that kind of filters through from time to time. But after lunchtime, we'll see some clouds up around the mountains, and that's where most of the rain will end up being. But there could be one or two showers that make their way from, say, Raleigh to Durham to Roxbury at some point late this afternoon. Those will be fairly minimal. Let's go back and talk about. So now we're going to start back at 6 o'clock this evening. High pressure builds in and moves closer to us. That's really going to dry things out for us on Saturday. High pressure systems are usually associated with drier conditions. So there's lunchtime Saturday. The high moves eastward and that's going to change our temperatures. With the high offshore, our wind will now shift to southerly and help to bring more moisture and more warmth in and open the door to any fronts that may start to come in from the west. Number one, this one. So we have a warm front that'll start to lift northward. And by 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, the model here is showing a chance of rain near the Virginia line. After 3 o'clock, that rain begins to slide farther south, and that front will again just sort of hang around our area. It may end up pushing southward during the day on Monday and then lifting northward again on Tuesday. So with that front in our vicinity moving back and forth, that will definitely increase our chance for rain. Today, it's this tiny chance near the Virginia line, and then Sunday afternoon, Monday and Tuesday, we're into a better chance of some scattered showers. We definitely need the rain. The drought monitor came out yesterday and we added a few counties near the Virginia line to our abnormally dry category, and some counties down near the coast went into moderate drought. So we definitely need the rain. We're behind by over 4 inches at RDU for the spring so far and 2 inches in Fayetteville. Let's take a look at our forecast. Looking nice. It will be nice to have some dry conditions through the weekend, but keep in mind Sunday afternoon, we may start to see a few showers developing, and then we'll remain unsettled Monday and Tuesday. We dry out again Wednesday and Thursday, and we're back to the 80s on Thursday. Back to you.
Still to come this morning, a look at the consequences of keeping gas cans inside your vehicle. We'll tell you how much gas was stocked inside this SUV when it caught on fire.
Plus, new perks for getting vaccinated. What this theme park is giving away to people who get their shot.
People continue rushing to the pumps to panic buy gasoline. And now we're getting a look at the consequences for stocking your car with gas cans inside it. Authorities in Citrus County, Florida say they were called to a gas station for reports of a vehicle on fire. The driver of this Hummer had just filled up several 5-gallon gas containers, equaling about 20 gallons of gas. The state fire marshal's office is working to determine the official cause of the fire. One person was hurt, but is expected to be okay. Citrus County's in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, and authorities there say people have no reason to panic. Local affiliates report Florida gets 90% of its gas supply from cargo ships, not the Colonial Pipeline.
And your car isn't the only thing that needs gasoline. At least that's what this man in Maryland is thinking. He waited in line to get gas while on his lawnmower. Yep, there he is. This is Rockville, a city just outside Washington, D.C. Looks like he got to the pump. If you're thinking of getting out of the Triangle this weekend, here's a look at gas prices across the state. In Dare County, which covers most of the Outer Banks, gas is about $2.95 right now. In the Charlotte area, gas is $2.91 per gallon. And in the Asheville area, the average $2.89. Experts with Gas Buddy say wholesale gas prices fell throughout the southeast yesterday, so lower gas prices are coming. Today, another local movie theater is reopening for the first time since the pandemic began. The Regal Beaver Creek Theater in Apex will welcome back guests. Many other local Regal theaters, along with AMC locations, opened for the first time just last week.
One of Ohio's top attractions reopens today, Cedar Point. It is on the banks of Lake Erie, celebrating its 150th anniversary again this year because festivities got cut short last year during the pandemic. At least at the beginning of the season, Cedar Point will require guests to make reservations. Meantime, another amusement park is doing its part to encourage more people to get vaccinated. Six Flags Great America is donating 50,000 free tickets to people in the Illinois region who get their shot. The tickets will be distributed to county health departments and mobile vaccination clinics. Six Flags Great America will have vaccination clinics where free tickets will be available beginning in June.
Coming up next on WREL at 5, we'll be following where you can fuel up all morning long. Next, WREL's Casey Cunningham is at a gas station to give us an update.
We'll give you a live look right now at our nation's capital. A vote is expected today for House Republicans. Who could replace Congresswoman Liz Cheney as conference chair?
And it's something we've been wondering for months. What happens when you mix and match vaccines? A look at the side effects some researchers have documented.